Our next speaker is known as Sokaina Mamdani. She's a speech language pathologist from New York, but really from Texas, so I guess that's why she didn't, you know, make some noise for New York. Poetry serves as a kind of therapy for her, as a means to remind her to try and look beyond the mundane aspects of this world that so easily get caught anyone so easily gets caught up in, and instead focus on the spiritual progress that is our true purpose in this life. So please, with a loud salvat, let's welcome Ms. Sokaina Mamdani. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Can you hear me? Yeah? Okay. Before I begin, I request you all to close your eyes and take yourselves to Karbala. Picture the aftermath of the battle. The devastation that has now crossed your vision. The children cry out, Alatash, Alatash, but Abbas doesn't come. As the tents burn, all the men to their Lord return. Hussein has now joined his brother Hassan as the princes of paradise, but of course for the enemy this doesn't suffice. The battle is over, but the war has just begun. The battle is over, but the war has just begun. The women and children are dragged from street to street, tied up in chains, but heads held proudly as their captors they must meet. Now, picture the scene for a moment. Picture the scene. The household of the Prophet are paraded into Kufa, and there the governor, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, asks Lady Zainab a question. He asks, how did you find the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treated your brother and your family? Look at this question. Look at it. It is in this question that you see the wholehearted foolishness, the complete arrogance, and the absolute audacity of these people. But better yet was Our Lady of Musibat's response. It's a very famous response, and I'm sure most of you are already aware. What is it that she said? She said, "Ma ra'aytahu illa jamila." Ma ra'aytahu illa jamila. I see nothing but beauty. I see nothing but beauty in your world of pain. I see nothing but beauty in your world of pain. The scorching sun targets you with its unforgiving rays, but I am enveloped by warmth from the endless light of the sun whose head you've barbarically displayed. I am enveloped by warmth from the endless light of the sun whose head you've barbarically displayed. Yes, behind me I face tragedy, and before me continues the calamity, but still, I see nothing but beauty in your world of pain. I see nothing but beauty in your world of pain. My orphan nephew, you trampled beyond recognition, his limbs scattered across the desert. You're foolishly convinced in perdition, but unfortunate for you who lacks the vision that he knew. Unfortunate for you who lacks the vision that he knew when he begged for death with a smile sweeter than honey. While you were busy trampling over the faith you supposedly claim, he was busy tasting the sweetest contentment because he had nothing but Allah as his aim. So you see, I see nothing but beauty in your world of pain. I see nothing but beauty in your world of pain. You think this mother weeps for the children you've thrown at her feet, but must you forget? Must you forget I am the daughter of Khaybar? I am the daughter of Khaybar who cried out in success, not with the strike of his sword, but with the blow of his savior's. I learned from my father, and my children learned from me to live their lives in honor of their grandfather Ali and rush towards their graves for their uncle Hussein. So these soldiers that lie beneath their mother's feet have earned their place in heaven, a heaven you surely will never see because you could never see our beauty in your world of pain. I see nothing but beauty in your world of pain, the moon. The moon whose guiding light you tried to vanquish in order to leave us engulfed in darkness, because you only see the hands from his body stripped, but I see the hands in self-sacrifice. I see the hands in self-sacrifice treasuring the water he refused to bring to his parched lips. The son of Hathor, the lion of battle, do you really think you could ever hand him defeat? The warrior who fearlessly dedicated his life to battle, sacrificed his strength in the ultimate show of power when the thirst of his children were all that mattered. So while you beat your chest in a cowardly boast for which you'll forever be condemned, we'll beat our chests in an eternal toast to the sacrifice by the moon whose light can never be dimmed. And it is with this light that I see nothing but beauty in your world of pain. I see nothing but beauty in your world of pain. The moon kneels on my left while the sun rises to my right. You asked how I found the way Allah treated my brother. I'll tell you, the question you should be asking is how much you put your own soul in danger. Don't worry about my brother whom you thought you left all alone, when the reality is he had the purest of friendships, the fabric of which could never be unsewn. He was surrounded by the freedom of Hur, the shield of Muslim, the prayers of Zuhair, and the love of Habib. A love that will continue for generations, because while this battle you may win with Shimmer's sword, I know that true victory lies with Hussein's war. You'll settle in the dust as nothing more than an afterthought, while my brother will live on in the hearts of billions, for whenever faced with injustice, it is Hussein who will be sought. His death sparked the fight for truth and justice, the savior of Islam, humanity's truest inspiration. So how can I give you any other response when Hussein inspires me to see nothing but beauty in your world of pain? That day, I saw nothing but beauty. That day I saw nothing but beauty, but oh, the lovers of Hussein, where is your beauty in their world of pain? Where is your beauty in their world of pain? Where is the honor you learned from my children who fought for principles that they believed in? Instead, you care more about fashion and entertainment and know all the latest gossip without hesitation. But if you were asked to take a stand for what you believe in, how could you answer in your world of ignorance? Where is your beauty in their world of pain? Where is the respect for death you learned from my nephew Qasim? He craved the afterlife, for he knew what awaited him, but you run from death in fear due to your lack of preparation, swallowed by distractions and endless excuses, no longer adhering to the very pillars my family fought to maintain. Yes, tears plenty you shed in Qasim's name, but unlike my nephew, the sweetness of death has never truly been your aim. Where is your beauty in their world of pain? Where is the self-sacrifice you learned from my brother Abbas? Where is the self-sacrifice you learned from my brother Abbas as thunder above rains destruction onto the alleys of war-torn nations, hiding countless numbers of orphaned children screaming, Al-Attash, Al-Attash, but you sit comfortably on the opposite end of the world. Unlike Abbas, to help them, you don't rush. So tell me, where is your beauty in their world of pain? I saw nothing but beauty displayed that day, because in Hussein's death, Islam was saved. But where is your beauty in the enemy's world of pain? Karbala lives on and this war continues. So, oh, you who claim to love my brother, the man whose fight you wish to take up as your mantle, if to you really inspiration means Hussein, then it is time for you to show me your beauty in their world of pain. Thank you.
Jazakallah, sister. Our next performer, his poet name is Askarullah, and it means Arabic, soldier of Allah. He wants to use his passion of poetry to bring humanity to the world, revolution, justice, and bring people closer to the beautiful religion of Islam. Not to mention, it is his birthday today. His full name is Muhammad Jawad Askari, so let's please give him a warm welcome and bring him to the stage.
Kill it, brother. Thank you. So, my first poem's name is A Reminder. And basically, it's a reminder that this world is temporary, you know? Eventually, each and every one of us is going to die. So, it's better that we're prepared for that. I am the abode of loneliness. I am the house of terror and darkness. I am the home of worms. This is a daily calling of the grave. I am next to you your whole life. You could say I'm your friend. Closer than your own shadow, but my presence you cannot sense. Every single being will experience me at least once. I guess I'm a trend, because you cannot have a beginning without experiencing an end. The span of this world by years can be measured. To some I bring fright, to others I bring pleasure. We decay into dust. We come from a drop of sperm. From Allah we come, and to Allah is our return. Yet we walk on this earth with nothing we can be doled. The arrogance has went to our head and inflated our egos. But why was Iblis kicked out of heaven again? It's because his arrogance was so large that he thought he was too good to listen to Allah's command. He discriminated against another type of creation and did not respect man. So now he roams around the earth making you and I look like fools, misguiding the creation with his colorful tools, making us think that to be free, we have to live life with no rules. How could we be so ignorantly confused? Don't get it twisted. In this world, we will be tested. We will have to deal with people whose minds are infested. To the wrong desires of this world, we have to leave it rejected so that with the heavens, our souls will be invested. Understand this, so that there is no confusion. This world is nothing but a test. It's just an illusion. We will either go to an eternity in heaven or an eternity in hell. We have the tools to pass. The teachings of Ahlul Bayt and the Quran have been revealed. Because when we die, the veil will be lifted from our eyes and our visions will no longer be sealed. So do we want to pass or do we want to fail? La ikraha fid din, qad tabayyana rushdu min al-ghay. Faman yakfur bit-taghuti wa yu'min billahi faqad istamsaka bil-urwati al-wuthqa lan fi samalaha. Wallahu sami'un 'alim. There is no compulsion in religion. Truly, the right way has become clearly distinct from error. Therefore, whoever disbelieves in Shaitan and believes in Allah, he indeed has laid hold on the firmest hand that shall not break off. And Allah is all hearing, knowing. In this world, there will be nothing left. Not even the temporary things we took as a test. The grave is a place we all will rest. Every breath we take is a step closer to death. If Allah was not forgiving, surely we'd be amongst the losers. Everything happens according to Allah's plan. So fall into repentance. Not even a leaf falls off of a tree without Allah's permission. If Allah wasn't with us, we're in a horrible condition. Surely sajda is one of the best positions. Without Allah, we wouldn't even know this. A mathematician wouldn't even know addition without the guidance from our Lord. And according to my calculations, we don't have that much time left before we die. So ask yourself, truthfully, am I prepared for death? Am I prepared for that final moment I will breathe my last breath? Do I even know what's gonna happen? What am I preparing for? Are these few years worth eternity in the burning fire pits of hell? Or is it worth it to enjoy in the right and forbid the evil and enjoy the pleasures of this world and more tenfold? And remember, the sooner the better, because we don't know when we'll pass this life's finish line. Death is just like love. It could come randomly at any time. It shows up unannounced and doesn't ask for your consent. And when you see the unseen, it contains explicit content, stated clearly in detail with no confusion or doubt, as clear as the day when the sun is out. The angel of death will come whenever Allah tells him to. And he'll take your soul from your body, whether you're ready or not, here he comes. And there will be nowhere that you can run. Everything happens according to Allah's plan, and we won't gain anything in this world unless it is written for you. Allah will only give you the good in this world. It is your choice whether you accept it or not. And the situations that you're placed in is not up to you, but your reaction is. So let's do ourselves a favor and follow the sunnah of the Prophet and the rest of the Ahlul Bayt, because they only did things in the best of ways. And inshallah, we are successful in this dunya. Inshallah, we are successful in our qabr. And inshallah, we are successful yawmul qiyamah. Thank you. Thank you. A lot of us look at death and think, you know, scary and bad thing, you know. And really, you know, death could be the sweetest taste, you know. And that brings me to a saying from Imam Riza alayhi salam. He says that this world is like a prison for the believers and a paradise for the non-believers. And basically what I got from that is that, you know, for the believers, it's super easy in this world. They don't look at consequences or anything, you know. They just live life because they don't know what's going to come after death. Some people believe that it's just darkness, it's nothing. But for us believers, we believe that, you know, after death, we either have a choice, heaven or hell. You know, why would we pick hell when, you know, we could spend eternity in heaven? Because this life, like I said, is temporary. Might as well enjoy the pleasures of heaven afterwards. I mean, it's not like we have to have a bad time in this world, you know. Just follow the rules that Allah gave us and khalas. But we strive for heaven. That's why it's harder for us, and we're waiting for that final moment when we can move to ascend to heaven, inshallah. For this next piece, it's called Wake Up. Inshallah. Didn't memorize it, so I'm gonna have to stand right here.
He turned off.
My fault. I'll start all over. Like that. Okay. Allah wants you to be happy, so let your devil be tamed, because you won't experience ease without going through pain. We want the ultimate prize. We should try our best, because the stronger we get, the harder the test. And the more we grow, the bigger the prize. So seek to be near to Allah. Don't sever your ties. Going through pains is how we learn. If you play with fire, chances are you'll get burned. I seek to be near to Allah is what we all probably say. So when hardship pushes you to your knees, you're in a position to pray. So let's follow the holy text and be guided to the deen and take shaitan as an enemy, because he lives on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Inshallah, we are not consumed by the life of this dunya. This world is short. Your afterlife is forever, so let's try to live life sunnah. Enjoining the right and forbidding the evil is our mission. So instead of spending eternity in the burning fire pits of hell, we could live eternity in heaven. We cannot begin to comprehend all the beauties of heaven, especially if we're trying to make it to level 7. And after our journey, inshallah, in heaven we will rejoice, because even if this temporary life did seem better than heaven, heaven over hell is still a better choice. Allah loves you more than you love you. He loves the entire nation. Allah wants you to strive to be like His best creation, like Rasulullah and his Ahlul Bayt who shaped today's Islam. They lived on this earth like a personification of the Holy Quran. They had the best manners and perfect iman. If they are considered celebrities, hopefully we're their biggest fans. We're not perfect, but we strive to be. We do what we can. We can be a part of spreading Islam throughout the land. And if someone is oppressing the innocent, we have to make a stand. Being on the side of the final imam, inshallah, is the plan. Keep the Quran close. With it, you can be saved. Surah Mulk and Yasin provides protection and light to the grave. Surah Al-Ahzab has countless blessings, and you'll be under the protection of Rasulullah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So let's complete our obligations and inshallah obtain Jannah. Knowledge of the Ahlul Bayt is what we seek to gain. May blessings upon Rasulullah and his family reign. We always take for granted all that we have been told. O Allah, please have mercy on those who do not have mercy on their own souls. The road to perfection is infinite, but true perfection isn't that far. Don't let the skies be the limit, because then you'll never be a star. Or rather, make your goals to heaven, because this life is not that long. Don't be fooled by the illusion of this world. Stay up and stand strong. There's no playing hide and seek with the angel of death. He's been closer to you than your own shadow since your very first breath. Follow the religion that Allah blessed you with. Ask for guidance in the situation that Allah tests you with. Don't worry about a thing. Allah is the only one you have to fear, and He'll never put more on a soul than it can bear. Merely looking at the creation makes the truth that much more clear, and there's a moment in cleansing the heart in every single tear. Allah wants us to be happy. But we won't be happy unless we're nearer to Allah. And to get closer to Allah, we must grow. And to grow, we must control our reactions and go through the hardships and pain. So let's get closer to Allah and let our devils be tamed. Thank you.
All right, guys, thank you for staying with us. Our last poet will be my very own sister, Sister Maryam Hussein. Please give it up for her. Salawat.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Can everyone hear me? Fine. Okay. So this is a small piece that I wrote earlier this year at the Poetry Slam, which took place at my school. It was written more towards a non-Muslim audience, but I hope this is as effective here. It's called Watani, which means my nation or my land. I come from a land where the trees bear fruit, resembling the oranges and yellows from the sunset of the burning sky. Where the fruits are so exotic, there is no name for them in any other language but their own. I come from a land where daughters are taught to bleach their skin because the melanin Mother Earth gave them is too dirty for them to wear. I come from a land where the screams of mothers have echoed along the Indus Valley for centuries, from the white man who raped us in the name of Her Majesty, the drones which kill our babies daily, to the terrorists, the intended targets, who run mercilessly painting pools of blood into the sands along our shores. I come from a mother tongue whose words and poems are older than this country. Yet you have the audacity to mock our riz, tiz, biz, and any other sounds which are too complex for you to form around your progressive tongue. I come from recipes whose spices are worth more than the gold on Columbus's ship. But I was stuck with PB&J sandwiches because Ashley and Rebecca wouldn't be my friends if I ate your food, Mama. And I'm sorry I mocked your beautiful accent, Mama. You spent hours every night perfecting my 1, 2, 3s and ABCs. But I was embarrassed of Mama and Baba coming to school making fobby jokes with my teachers. And it was those very same teachers who whitewashed my history, erasing the fact that your forefathers owned slaves whose bloody backs this country was built upon, and those whose land this really belongs to. And you forgot to mention, by the way, kids, the school was built upon a murdered indigenous village. Yet you still want to call my people savages because we eat potatoes with our hands. I come from fabrics whose colors mock that sunset, whose tailors can be found in the Himalayas, whose salt is worth more than their hands. I come from palaces and poor Punjabi villages, from corrupt politicians to young warriors like Etezaz Hassan. I come from newly discovered cities built in the BC, whose topics are taught in your art history class, and conspiracy theorists are dumb enough to think actual aliens built them. I come from beauty. I come from pain and colonization. I come from agricultural kings and fields of golden wheat. I come from the land of the pure. Salawat. And this is just a small piece that I just wrote recently. Anger. But not really angry. Don't worry, I know I'm not supposed to be angry. I remember that I'm not allowed to show my anger. I remember to keep a smile on my face and pretend like everything's okay. But it's not okay. I'm not happy. I won't pretend like your life is worth more than mine, because all lives matter, right? Because all lives matter when it's the body of a person of color contorted like a pretzel like was that, sorry. Because all lives matter when it's the body of a person of color contorted like a pretzel like was done to Freddie Gray, but it's hashtag terrorist, hashtag thug, or even hashtag mentally ill if done the other way. But like I said, I know I'm not allowed to be angry. I know I'm not allowed to be sad. I just sit in the back of the classroom, quiet. No emotions, no opinions shared, blood rushing to my face as they mention the words terrorist, brown, Arab. Because only people of color commit crimes, right? Because only people of extremist only people of color have extremist ideologies, right? Why is it that all lives matter then, but don't matter when cities like Baghdad, Damascus, and Beirut are being bombed? When countries like Afghanistan, Nigeria, and Kenya are taken over by the very people whom you claim we are? So really, do all lives matter, or do they just matter when it's suitable for you? Salawat.
The The passion, the emotion, the creativity that was shared with us tonight by all the performers tonight was incredible. So please, can we give one round, a loud round of applause for all the performers tonight, please. Before we let you go, we have three last announcements. Just reiterating the fact to sign up for Al Faraj Camp, you got Sheikh Hassan Anmir, Sayed Ali Zaidi, Sheikh Mehdi Rastani, and Alema Batul Rarastu. Don't forget to buy your raffle ticket, $25. You can potentially win a Ziyarat giveaway and or two Fitbit Blazes or one Fitbit Alta. Moving forward, thank you everybody for coming tonight and sitting there and listening to all the performers tonight. They put their heart and souls into the work, and it was more than incredible. Thank you for allowing us,
Muhammad Hussain,
and Hassan Sheikh, to MC for you tonight. It was our pleasure, and inshallah, please have a wonderful night and enjoy the rest of the conference. Jazakallah khair. One loud last salvat, please. Allahumma salli Allah Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Before you guys leave, let's just recite the dua of our Imam Zamana. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma kulli waliyyika al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala abai fi hadhihi as-sa'a wa fi kulli sa'a waliyan wa hafiza wa qa'idan wa nasira wa dalilan wa 'aina hatta tuskinuhu ardaka taw'a wa tumatta'ahu fiha tawila bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin salawat.